Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Nick and JP back on Afternoon Drive. We do have the 5 and 5 coming up in 60 minutes, but you might not like what you got coming up in 20 minutes. You might not like what you hear in 20 minutes, but you're going to love what you hear now as we head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We inch closer and closer to the first round of the college football playoffs. Maybe there'll be some buzz on the Heisman at some point, and Bill Belichick to Chapel Hill. We got a lot to talk with, as we do every single Thursday at 4 p.m. with Pete Futek of College Football News, who joins us now. What's up, buddy?
It feels weird. I mean, because you're right. It's like next week. Like, we're used to kind of the big giant bowl games aren't until, you know, end of December, where we get through the first wave of bowls. And then, you know, builds, and all of a sudden it's around New Year's Day, and then the playoff, or for people of a certain age, it doesn't kick in until New Year's Day. And, like, it's like now. We're going to have to start doing this. And we're going to need it, because these bowl games are going to be so awful.
So, you know, it's interesting. I've long thought that the way to save the bowl system is just to turn them all into playoff games and have, like a 36-team playoff field. Is that a hot take?
I don't know if it's good, because there's no answer for this. There's nothing you can do, because you can't say, hey, players, don't, you know, sit out of these really exhibition games, especially if you're an NFL guy. You know, I don't know what I'm still not quite believing it's going to happen, but I don't know what you're doing if you're Shedeur Sanders or Travis Hunter, and they're probably going to play in this thing, or some of these other guys who are claiming to play in it, when you have an NFL future there. You're gonna have, everyone's opting out. All these coaches are leaving. You can't tell the guys not to play, or they have to play in them. So there's really no answer for it. So it's just gonna be, there's gonna be a lot of guys wearing uniforms, and you're gonna assume that they're gonna be okay, and these teams just aren't gonna be great.
Yeah, it's funny, actually. I went to collegefootballnews.com today, and the headline was about the SEC football schedule and, like, weekly game rankings, first to worst. And I'm like, Pete, what do you possibly do with your week off before we then get just completely unloaded with all sorts of different bowl games? But if none of the bowl games essentially matter outside of Vegas lines, it's going to be really tough.
I could tell you this, and this is a little inside baseball stuff here, is that, honestly, I'm waiting till the last second. Because how do you do – I'm still writing – I'm just getting started on all the game previews, because until we really know on a lot of transfer portal guys, I mean, some of them, like, you know, Western Michigan versus South Alabama, we kind of know what's going to – you know, nobody's really transferring there. That's going to matter too much. But, like, there's still so many – any team of the Power 5, their Power 4 conferences, yeah, it's hard to do, because – you know, who knows whose coach is going to be there, whose offensive coordinator there. Like, even like a Jacksonville State goes from, you know, being okay to now Rich Rod is gone. Army is the one team that we know is going to have everyone intact with no one leaving. And they start off as a 7.5-point favorite against Marshall. And then Marshall coach leaves for Southern Miss. A bunch of guys transfer. And now it's up to, like, 15. So, like, yeah, it's buyer beware. Or if it's kind of like NFL preseason, where if you can kind of figure out who's about to leave and take a chance, if you're one of those investment types, you can get in some sweet, sweet lines right now.
Pete, I know you live in Chicago. I've been there twice in the last month, in between Egg Harbor, bratwurst, German sausages, deep dish pizza.
Nick went to Chris Kindle Market.
Yeah, and it was amazing. I just want to know, how are you not 500 pounds? Because that's what I would weigh if I lived there.
You know what's hilarious about what you say? I live for Egg Harbor. You're on the North Shore up here. Is that where I'm?
I was actually at Naperville's Egg Harbor.
Okay, so. It's hilarious you say that, because literally what happens is this time of year, usually I'm good, and then Thanksgiving hits, and then 3 months of pretty much sitting on my butt doing nothing but doing college football stuff all day and not exercising and not doing anything. The football season 15 kick card, my physical was yesterday, and I was chastised hard for not eating better during this time of year. So, yes. So, yeah, I am actually 500 pounds at this point. At least I feel that way, even though that's what the off season's for.
I still remember the first time I went to a doctor, and the doctor walks in the room, never looks up from his chart, and he goes, "Nick, I'm not sure how to tell you this, but you have a weight problem." And I, like, he said it to me like we were discovering this news together, and I responded sarcastically, and that was like the last time I ever saw that doctor.
I got the "I'm very disappointed in you" look on her face as she was reading off my numbers there yesterday. So yes, but no, that changes really fast. But right now it's so crazy because you can't. There's so much going on. I mean, between the coaching changes, between the schedules coming out, between the transfer portal, oh, yeah, there are bowl games. Oh, yeah, Notre Dame and Indiana is coming up, what is it, next Friday, I think it is? Like, you know, all this stuff. And then it stops to a dead, comes to a dead stop. But, like, right now, yeah, it's just too much to do.
And we'll get to something like Ohio State and everything in just a second, Pete. But I do got to ask about Quinn Ewers. Within the hour, it's being reported that Quinn Ewers, he doesn't want to go to the NFL. He wants to stay in school. I mean, Texas has to go with Arch Manning, though. So Quinn Ewers is just going to transfer out? It's a weird situation. What does that look like?
I think Ewers is better than people think. I mean, he's still a top 15 caliber overall pick. I mean, he's still good. He just can't stay healthy. Unless someone's in his ear saying that the scouts aren't liking him as much as everyone else kind of thinks he is, I think he's about as underappreciated as it gets. But you're right. The hype is just so there for Manning to do more. You know, that's why Sark gets paid all those gajillions of dollars, is to figure this out and handle it all. But I can't imagine that Arch Manning just transfers because of this, or doesn't win the gig, or if Quinn Ewers, I mean, obviously, whichever one is not the starter, if either one were to go in the transfer portal, they are number one by 100 miles over anybody else, Ohio State.
The report, Pete, is that Texas is reportedly ready to move on to Arch Manning.
Okay, then Ohio State, welcome back Quinn Ewers. There you go. Then you'll repeat as national champions in 2026 then. So, yeah.
You think that highly of Quinn Ewers, huh?
He's good. I mean, I think we can. He's not flashy. He's not a power, you know, not a power pitcher. He's not one of those guys who's going to, you know, hit the, you know, the 50-yard, you know, rocket shots down the field. He's not going to scramble for anything. He's not dynamic. But he's a rock-solid 68%-ish type of passer who just, when you get him into a rhythm, he can conduct things well. His problem is he can't stay in 100% healthy. And even now, he's not 100% healthy. I mean, he's playing hurt on that ankle that he came back from. So if they move on from Arch Manning, let's go. I mean, if you're USC, if you're Ohio State, if you're Michigan, he's one of ones when it comes to the transfer portal if he goes into it.
I can't help but notice you also said they would repeat as national championships. Was that your prediction that Ohio State's winning the Natty?
I told you this from January. There's no need to play the season. It's Alabama versus Georgia, even though I actually don't think Georgia's going to win. I'm sorry, Ohio State versus Georgia for the national title, and Ohio State's going to, you know, it's the best team. And I said this after the Michigan loss. I said at the time, and I still get yelled at for this, that in a weird way, lemons into lemonade, it was actually a positive. And why? Carson Beck. Not like Will Howard or C.J. Stroud. Not like, you know, you can't do it. But what's the one thing that could screw up a team like a Georgia, like an Ohio State, like a Texas, like an Oregon? It's to get a massive injury that would mess you up for the playoff. And wow, did Georgia just get it. So I'm not saying that it's a good thing that Ohio State lost to Michigan or anything like that. But in because, you know, it happened. So at the end of the day,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
There is a positive about that, and it's that you didn't get anyone dinged in that game, and everyone stayed healthy last week. And for Georgia, they lost a massive piece of the puzzle who does not look like he's going to be fine for this thing.
Pete, we'll do more on Tennessee next week when you join us ahead of the game. But I do want your where you think they are right now, because I'm very unimpressed with their quarterback. They got a good defensive line, but what's the look?
Great. I mean, their offense is not flashy. It is not that they have a great running game. Dylan Sampson's a fantastic back. This is not the Tennessee of a couple years ago that was hanging up a gajillion yards and points per game. It is a defensive team that brings a great pass rush here. So it's the problem for Ohio State, and this is the concern, is that that pass rush is going to be in the Ohio State backfield. Can that offensive line hold up? And again, not to try to make a positive and spin things in a good way, that's where maybe having that 3 weeks off as opposed to playing last week could help a little bit more, because you might get that offensive line a little bit healthier. You might just get a little, you know, figure out some other wrinkle, something else about this, because they're about to get the heat from that Tennessee front four. But again, this is not a high-powered Tennessee offense. It is going to be a low-scoring game. So if you're Ohio State, get to 23 points, that might get it done.
Pete Futek, College Football News on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Ross Bjork went on 97.1 The Fan in Columbus and sure made it seem like there was nothing Ryan Day could do to lose his job the rest of this year. Is that the NFL vote of confidence, which we usually know is a death knell, or is that a legit vote of confidence?
I mean, you know my thoughts on this. If you can find me that magical coach, by the way, I found him, by the way, who can win 86% of his games over 6 years, come really, really close to winning a national title, and only lose one game to a team that didn't finish with 10 wins in the history of college football, bring him on. I'm the one guy out there, and it's always been my thing, okay, Ohio State fans, you're not happy with this? Well, find me that guy who could come in, handle the pressure, and produce at a high level. I think Lane Kiffin would be awesome. If you want to talk about the guy who's probably the most underappreciated coaching talent, because Ole Miss is not a place you can win at easily. That is not, everyone assumes it's really great, but it's not. It is a hard place to win, and he's at least gotten them close, as close as you can get. He knows the transfer portal. He can certainly handle the media. He can certainly handle the pressure. So if it's not Ryan Day, that would be it. But I would think if you lose to Tennessee, I am not for getting rid of Day. Again, good, you know, it's harder than you think to find these guys who can win like this. But I would at least think, okay, I kind of get it. At some point, it's like, you know, be careful what you wish for, dog chase the car, all that, catch the car, all that kind of stuff. If they lose to Tennessee, I can see where the fan base would be like, you know what, we just have to beat Michigan already. We have to be a little better than this. But, again, good luck.
All right, Pete, you can't see Nick's reaction. Nick smiled really big there, and I need to know if that is a smile because you're endorsing Lane Kiffin or not endorsing Lane Kiffin.
Oh, I love it. I love him. Yeah.
No, I know you do, Pete, that's a Nick smile where either he really loves what you said or really hated what you said. I need to know.
I really wanted to go, you don't put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby, to Pete Futek. I think Lane's a good head coach, by the way.
Embrace debate.
I just don't want him in Ohio State. I think he would drive me crazy at Ohio State.
Why? I mean, but again, what
is
he's
a knucklehead?
He's actually not. He's actually, you know what? He's great with social media, and he gets
his dog is great with social media.
Here's the argument is that, okay, again, who else you got? You know, who's, if it's not Ryan Day, who is it? And like, there's only two coaches out there in college football with currently coaching with a national championship. You're not getting Kirby Smart. And you don't want Dabo, so who is it? Like, don't say Kenny Dillingham. Now you're people like that. You're just guessing. You're hoping. Like, oh, maybe, like, yeah, fine. Maybe you beat Michigan, which again makes the base happy. But does that get you closer to winning a national championship? Again, it has to keep being said. Ruggles' kick goes straight. Ryan Day's a national championship head coach. Two kicks go straight. A couple Saturdays ago, Ohio State went 16-13, and no one's beefing about anything. Like. I know, I get it. You got to win those games. But let's just see how this plays out first. Because, again, this is the most talented team in the country right now, especially with Beck gone at Georgia. They should win the national title. And at the very least, just all you can reasonably ask, just get there. Just get to the national championship game, and that is a strong season. But if they lose to Tennessee, lose to Oregon, then, yeah, I can see a little bit where the base is going to be a little too grouchy and, you know, enough's enough. You know, you get what you want. You know, give the fan base what they need.
Pete, go to Egg Harbor for me. I'm jonesing for it, buddy. We appreciate you.
Have a good one, guys.
Pete Futek there, College Football News on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We'll react to the Lane Kiffin thing and the thing that I just don't know Ohio State fans want to hear right now, next on 92.3 The Fan.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.